I don't know. Is it on?
Hello? It is.
Yeah, it's on.
We should have like a set thing that we do when we intro ourselves every time.
I thought we did.
We kind of do, but we do it like 40 minutes in, 20 minutes in.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, let's try it. Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. Oh, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Tim.
And this is Horrible People.
And this is number 8.
Number 8, yeah. And we need like a theme song.
Not only do we need a theme song, we need themes. we're kind of lacking in the subject department here lately.
Are you okay? I scooted your chair closer, and I think you're like feeling claustrophobic or something.
The chair comes up really high on my sides. So it's kind of like a box.
I can get you.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
And plus, I have swass. So
yeah. Oh, that's like too 112 much information. Degrees.
Yeah. Don't sit in this chair for at least 20 minutes.
I guess I can tell you what happened this week. So I dyed my hair with henna.
With henna?
With henna. So, like, you can buy henna hair dye.
Okay.
And it's more of a stain. That way you don't, you know, it doesn't take the, it's not a super harsh chemical.
Okay.
And,
Sounds like it would be worse than normal hair dye, but.
You mean, like, for your hair?
Well, when you say stain.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, but what regular hair dye does is it, like, opens up your hair follicles and deposits color in.
Right.
Which is,
you know, can get washed out and leave.
And it can, well, it damages your hair because it's opening it up.
Oh.
I don't know. I keep doing this with my hands because that's what my mom always does. She used to be a hairdresser. But the problem with the stain is that it stains fucking everything.
Yeah.
So they tell you put towels everywhere, put everything on the floor. Right. Somehow I still managed to get it on my walls.
Oh.
On my baseboards.
Really?
Everywhere. And it looks like blood on my walls.
Wait a minute. Has anybody recently come up missing?
Right? Don't tell the police. No, but since it's like a red, henna's like red, mm-hmm. and it just, oh man. So I don't know if I'll be doing it again. I probably will.
I think it looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody noticed
pretty
quickly. I mean,
it was different.
Yeah.
It's a lot darker.
I like it darker, personally, myself. I told you that before, and you got mad at me.
I got mad at you?
Yeah, because you had just dyed your hair blonde.
Oh, yeah, because,
she just dyed her hair blonde, I go, I like it better the other way.
I'm like, so, like, it makes me feel self-conscious. And then Angel comes up to me
and she goes, you do it for you, not for
I do, else, so. You know? It didn't bother, I thought it would bother me more if somebody else didn't like it, but somebody mentioned it, and I was like, rude.
Did somebody mention that they didn't like it?
Yeah. They go, I don't know why you did that. It's during the summer. You're supposed to lighten it up. And I was like, oh.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
It's not like we're laborers outside and we sleep outside in tents. It's not how that.
I don't know. It's just girls. Girls, you know, they have girls spring. Smart. Yeah. They have like spring. I don't know.
Spring loaded outfits. Answers.
No. Like spring and summer, you lighten everything up, and you and then you know for winter and fall, you're supposed to do your hair darker.
But isn't it mistake? Or correct me if I'm mistaken.
Okay.
Isn't it nowadays? I feel like it's more nowadays. More popular to just be you. Do you be you? Dress how you want to do you, and then that's how you make more of a statement as opposed to being like, oh, I'm gonna wear this like every other. Woman on the planet.
Yes and no.
During the seasons, you know?
Yes and no. Like, I think it's more accepted, but they still have spring fashion and summer fashion or whatever. And
so just winter and from fall. A business model standpoint, that makes sense. Because then you have four different seasons that you're,
I guess,
preparing clothing for.
Yeah. But even, like, my sister got her hair highlighted again, mm-hmm. so because it's summer, mm-hmm. and that's what you do.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I had a lot of people, so I had my nails done black, because I saw this girl had matte black nails, and I was like, oh, those are cool. But I don't know what she got, because they can't matte with gel. Like, I don't know. I don't know how this girl shit works. Mm-hmm. I just go there maybe once a year, because I did my nails myself and it looked like shit, so.
Yeah.
But I was told I looked emo because my nails are black and my hair is dark now and everything. Which is kind of true. but...
Well, I mean, yeah, but no.
No, yeah, no. It's not like you act emo. No, and it's not like I, like, put on 20 pounds of, like, eyeliner. Right. And didn't talk to anybody, but... Yeah. And,
How are you doing today, Jasmine? We're all gonna die.
Nothing means anything.
Nothing means anything anymore.
No. But,
Just because I dyed my fingernail, or painted my fingernail black.
Yeah. But, I don't know, something else that happened this week. So, lately, so in order to efficiently play Pokemon Go, I was riding my bike 3 miles to the nearest park and then riding it back. Mm-hmm. Well, on my last trip back, like the last half mile uphill, mm-hmm. my left pedal started coming loose. Mm-hmm. So, then I was like, okay, Jasmine, you can fix this yourself. You're, you know, sort of...
Not that easy, usually. They're whole parts, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I took part of it off, and it's just a bolt into, like, you have, like...
On the crank?
On the crank, right. Yeah. And so I took out the bolt, and it kind of looked stripped, but not super stripped, like, just the part, like, the end sure. of it. So I didn't know if... It had been stripped and, like, it wasn't long enough or something because it wouldn't screw right. back in.
Right.
And then I couldn't get the crank, whatever, mm-hmm. to go back on the bike all the way. Oh. I was hammering the shit out of it. And kind of scratching it up, but not damaging it, just damaging the exterior of it, trying to yeah, fucking... Right. do it. So then I was like, okay. So I took it back to Walmart and I said, hey, I need this. Help me.
Yeah. Hey, help.
And I was like, I don't care if they want to fix it and not, you know, or give me a new one because I right. bought it recently. But I didn't bring my receipt in.
But it's Walmart, right?
But it's Walmart. They
really give a F.
Yeah. So the guy goes back and he comes out and he goes, I don't know why it's not going on. He goes, I hit it with the mallet so many times. I go, I know. I don't understand. I don't understand why it's not going on. And he's like, well, the real guy, not, or yes, not real guy, but the guy who assembles most of them, comes in a little bit later. So he fixed it. I have PTSD, so I've yet to ride it. Because I don't want to, you know, move, I don't want to walk my bike 3 miles back because I'm, you know, whatever. So I might take, yeah. like, a short ride.
Yeah, maybe you can call that Uber.
Yeah, call an Uber.
Excuse me, could you make sure the person has a truck?
Yeah. By the way, does your, you know, or what I thought, because I thought the same thing when, you know, on my last trip where I thought about calling an Uber.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, if they have just a regular car, am I going to have to, like, let's say it's not going to fit on their car. So what if I just hold my bike with my hands from outside the window and have it ride?
You're so retarded. What are you going to steer with, Jasmine?
No, they're driving, and I'm just going to hold it out the window.
Oh, the Uber person?
Yeah, they'll drive. I'll just, you know, set it right outside, like, the left, you know, door.
I thought that's how you were going to try to take it to Walmart.
Oh, no.
Does that bike fit in your little car?
No. So I had to buy a bike rack.
Oh.
Which I bought when I bought the first one.
Oh, okay.
In order to take it home.
Is this the one with... did you get rid of the cruiser and get one with gears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. This one's okay, I guess. Well,
yeah.
We'll have to see.
Probably easy to ride uphill.
Yeah, it's easier. And the ride to the park is, it says mostly flat on Google Maps because, you know.
I didn't know that Google Maps software that where
yeah.
it'll tell you how the terrain.
Like the, yeah, it'll tell you like how, like the elevation of, you know, your ride or whatever. So
you have to view that in like the 3D mode or
no, it'll just tell you. There, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you when you do like your bike ride. It doesn't tell me on my phone, so but it said mostly flat. And it is mostly flat yeah. too. It's like the beginning because I go uphill.
Do you have to do walking with it or does it apply to whatever you're doing, like car?
It does car, bike. You can even do, like, find bus routes or subway routes. So, like, if you go to New York and you want to know how to get somewhere the fastest by way of, like, walking-ish,
right.
You could find all the trains, all the everything.
Oh, so it'll just have, like, an extra app where it'll be, like, subway instead of, like, walking,
yeah.
driving.
It'll yeah, like yeah, subway. You could do that.
That's
like,
cool. That's really helpful.
It's really helpful. When I went That's to crazy. San Francisco, it used the BART and yeah. stuff like that, and you could find out.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, that way.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. It's helpful for when you're not somewhere
yeah,
that you would know,
yeah.
you know, and then having to ask people.
You think about it, and it's kind of funny they give that shit out for free.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Hey,
I mean, it's how much effort free. They put into it. I mean, Google really. I mean, Google Maps is freaking amazing. Amazing. People, NASA's found crap on Earth that with using Google Maps.
Yeah.
That they never thought they could find. So yeah, it's definitely crazy.
Mm-hmm. What else? Did anything happen to you this week?
Yeah, actually. Well, last. It's only been a week since the last one, right?
Yeah.
We had 2 weeks before that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, during the 2 weeks that we had off, I had set up a date, went to the date. Mm-hmm. I thought the date went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't know anything. I mean, I guess I didn't read it very well. I don't know.
Do you think you could tell... Was there any part of it that you think, okay, this is probably where...
Now that I think back, she didn't ask me as many questions as I asked her.
Yeah.
So I think that's always kind of when that starts happening.
That's your indication. You kind of
need to start pulling back and being like, okay, what's kind of going on here? But I was so nervous before I went on this one. My mom gave me half of a Xanax.
Did you really? You didn't tell me this.
I didn't tell you, but... She gave me half of a Xanax, and I think that's probably why I didn't know whether or not it went well, because I didn't fucking care. So I was like, okay, this obviously went great.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, I feel great. Yeah, so that impaired my judgment a little, I believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, she seemed cool.
Uh-huh.
We liked the similar music, which was interesting.
Okay.
I don't meet very many people who liked similar music to me, so... and she knew specifically band stuff, too. So, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Huh.
She liked going to concerts, all that stuff, but I don't know.
It was...
Who knows?
It's so flaky,
It doesn't take much anymore.
No.
She could have just didn't think I was very good looking and then was just trying to get through the date, so...
Right, or something.
It's always possible. But, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know.
On to the next one,
plenty of fish.
Yeah.
And women.
So I told you about this game.
Yes, I still haven't looked into it yet.
You haven't looked into it?
Well, it's because it's a computer game and my computer sucks, and I just need a new computer in general.
I need them to make this game, it's called Dead by Daylight, into either like a Mac-based system, you know, also, or I think it would be really good even on Xbox or PS4 or whatever. So the premise of the game is that, like, you're a killer or you're a survivor. So there's two groups of people. There's one killer. You might be able to do more killers. I don't know. And then a group of survivors. And, like, the survivors have to get 5 generators going before the killer kills you. And so the killer moves slightly faster than everybody. Once they hit you, they have, like, a cooldown. So they can't just stab you a bunch of times until you die as a survivor. So they hit you, and then one of the main guys, like the original monster or whatever, he wipes his blade on his skin or whatever, and then he can hit you again. So you have a chance to run away for a little bit.
It's a weird ass game.
It's so scary and terrifying, but so good. I think it's a great horror game. You should watch it. But the podcast that I was listening to, they were playing it and stuff, and so talking about it a little bit.
I'm not really a big horror fan, like in general of anything.
Of anything? No?
Not movies, I don't really like seeing,
that kind of stuff?
Like realistic physical violence.
Okay.
Like I don't like it. It really kind of turns my stomach.
Okay.
And I just don't get much of an entertainment value out of it.
Like horror stuff?
Yeah, it doesn't really do much for me. Like, because I'm going into it thinking, oh, I'm going to be scared.
Yeah.
But now that I know that I'm going to be scared, I'm not scared anymore. You know?
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me like that.
If
I'm prepared for it, then it doesn't scare me.
Like
going through haunted houses doesn't bother me. Because I know it's not real. What are they going to do? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen while you're in there. It's fake. It's all fake. They're not even really allowed to touch you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now that it's kind of like knowing the trick behind a magic trick.
Okay.
You're like,
It takes the... I don't want to say it takes the fun out of it.
It does, though.
It takes the thrill out of it. Yeah.
You know? Because you're not having those ups and downs or highs and lows like you normally would have.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't really appeal to me. and I don't really scare that easily, unless, of course, I scare myself. Just the only time that I've really remember being really scared, I was in my kitchen one day, and it was, like, middle of the night.
Okay.
And I was getting a drink, and I got the drink, closed the fridge, turned around, and I look out the window, and I see a person staring right back at me. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I just, like, you know, your heart sinks. You just start. I don't think it's sweat, but your body just goes cold, and then you're just like, oh, what? And then I realized it was my reflection. So that was great.
I feel like that is me every night. One day the power, like, blipped. I don't know how else to say it. Like, I was walking into my room and it flickered. So it came off and came on. Mm-hmm. And then all the computer stuff in here in this room started making noise because it had turning back on. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Somebody's in my house again. You know, this is I constantly live in fear.
Yeah, I don't really worry about that, but
I think after that
point that I scared the shit out of myself.
Okay.
I was like, don't ever do that again, you idiot. Like, what are you so scared of? You're a grown ass man. So yeah, I like I said, I don't like seeing realistic violence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with, like, superhero stuff like that, you know. Things like that where they don't really kill or maim people.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen The Hills Have Eyes?
I watched the first half an hour of it, and that one, I know it's supposed to be one of the greatest horror films or whatever.
I don't know about that.
No? It's very popular, apparently.
I couldn't either,
because it weirded me out. Like, I got all the way up until the scene where, like, they're in a trailer. There's, like, three of the disformed people.
Where they're raping the woman.
Yes.
As soon as that came on, I turned it off.
I had to turn it off.
This is fucking horrible.
Because it was gross.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
So.
Yeah, that's one of the scenes that was, like, that I can't watch this shit anymore. Yeah. This is
That's where I had to turn
much.
It off. Did your parents ever tell you that you can watch, like, horror stuff?
Not really.
No? My mom told me that I wasn't allowed to get Resident Evil 4. I wanted it as a video game, and I was like, Mom.
My mom would let me watch Child's Play when I was four.
My mom has a Chucky doll.
I had it, my buddy doll.
Yeah.
And then that was what made it way worse, because
oh, no.
you just got done watching Child's Play, and there's a my buddy doll sitting in the corner. I'm like, fuck you. But
I don't know.
My parents were super young, too.
Oh, that's true.
They were like 18, 19 when I was that age, so
yeah.
They're like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen it either.
The only other thing is we started watching a movie called Cabin Fever, and now I'm glad that we didn't watch it, because I've read stuff about it, and I think it would just gross me out.
Yeah.
So, after the first, like, 10 minutes, they said the word fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, too many times, I guess, for my dad. And he's like, okay, we're turning this off.
Nice.
But, I don't know. It's not... I should watch it, though. Cabin Fever.
Nothing, like, new ones come out. Or, like, what's the Paranormal Activity or something like that? Like, it kind of has, like, a series, right?
Yeah.
And they're pretty popular. Like, I've never seen a single one.
No?
No.
If you're
I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't appeal to me.
I don't like the paranormal ones, because they don't scare me. Like, ghosts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of ghosts, we're going to go watch Ghostbusters at some point and then talk about it.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah, at some point.
Jasmine still hasn't seen the first or the second one.
I've not seen any of them. Yeah.
So she has no freaking clue.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading reviews on the newer one. Horrible reviews.
Really?
Horrible
reviews. I've heard good reviews.
Like 30-40% review.
Are you sure?
Look it up. I'm not lying. It was on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you think it's like...
It just...
Like men?
I think it just...
Or...
That might be part of it. And I think even some women would look at it and be like, eh, it's hard to see. And I don't want to be like gender biased or anything like that. But I think that... The Ghostbusters were men.
Okay.
And they obviously in right. the original they were all men, you know, all that's just kind of how it went. And then to completely change it out. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, all right, you're going from all men to all women. Mm-hmm. Have fun. And it's like, okay, you're just flip-flopping roles here. You're not really doing anything. All you're doing is making a man a woman. And you're right. basically giving them the same characteristics that their original characters had.
Right.
But they're a woman. So you're adding in the quirky, whatever women-like things into okay. this situation. And it's like...
I like all the ladies that are.
No, acting, I do though. Too, but that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. They're reading off of a script. They're not improvising all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig's in it. What's that? Kate McKinnon.
I like Kate McKinnon. I like Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. What's her name? The lady that did the Surviving Naked with Tyrion Lannister. What the hell?
I don't know.
Damn it, now I'm going to have to find out. But anyways. But yeah, I mean, all the people who are in it are really
funny
people. You're absolutely correct. Oh, Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
Hilarious. One of the funniest people in general. Not yeah. just a woman, but just funniest people in general. And, but yeah, it all depends on the script and it all depends on all that other stuff. And the mm-hmm. other point that I was making, and I was actually talking to somebody at work about it, is that the old one had... For the day, it had good graphics, but uh-huh. it was crappy, you know. Right. But I felt like that added to the. It sounds stupid, but it added to the realness of it, to okay. the point of you're like, oh, well, it's fake anyway. But the way that they're portraying it, you're like, oh, it's fake. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like if you do too well with the CGI or the special effects, mm-hmm. it's gonna look. Too good to where it's not slapsticky anymore.
I see. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It almost makes the movie more of a serious movie as opposed to right. being a funny movie, which is what Ghostbusters is supposed to be. In the mm-hmm. second one, they get a little bit more serious, but it's still a funny movie. Uh-huh. And that is the purpose of the movie, is to be funny. But I heard a lot of people saying that with this Ghostbusters, it could be a standalone ghost movie. So...
Really?
Right. So that's okay. kind of so I'll be interested to see what they do with it.
Is did you have anything else this week?
No, I traded off a day, so I just had a day off yesterday. Mm-hmm. I did nothing with it. Yeah. as always, I was just tired and didn't feel like doing anything. Mm-hmm. Still have yet to even attempt to catch a single Pokemon, dude. Like, no? I cannot get into this.
No?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I think you have to travel in order to like the game.
Yeah, and I just... The times that I'm awake or productive to mm-hmm. any certain point, I think are the opposite of what you would want to be if you're playing that game. Like, I don't want to be roaming around the neighborhood at midnight.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what I would do is I'd be a lot more inclined to go and do something after I get off mm-hmm. work as opposed to before I go to work.
There's some people that want to do, like, on the strip.
Groups?
We'll go out to on the strip and, like,
catch Pokemon. Can you do groups like that, though?
What do you mean?
Can you have, like, a group sync and then, like, because each individual's phone is Pokemon specific, right?
No. So
it's like a group of people that you can come up on a Pokemon and one person's going to get that Pokemon.
No, everybody gets the Pokemon. Everybody sees it. Yeah. So it's not like if you've got
So I'm surprised they don't do that a lot more often. Like groups of people.
Oh, they do. When I go to the park sometimes at night, because I needed to get my steps in because I'm in this bet or whatever. So I was walking around the park and you'll see groups of four or five people. Mm-hmm. And they'll even take over like gyms or something like that with... They're a group of four or five and do stuff like that. And
I'll try more, I guess. But I don't know. Like I said, Pokemon was kind of before or after my time.
It's after your time? I think it's during mine, is it not? Or is it like a little bit, or is it in between?
It stuck around until you were. You know what I'm saying? Because it got popular right after I should have been popular. Or right after I should have liked it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's been around for a long time, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, what, 2 decades, probably.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's always been a hugely popular game, but I just, like I said, I never got into it. I even like the concept. I love RPGs. I love the concept of you need a special ability to beat this special ability, and if you don't have it, you're screwed, or you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or like training your stuff to evolve. I enjoy that stuff when I play video games. For some reason, it just has not sparked my interest.
No, I think it's because, so the game is supposed to be played a certain way. Like, you're supposed to go out and walk, and, like, that's kind of it. Right. And just be really, it's a casual game. Mm-hmm. And you can't really sit at your house and play. I mean, you could, but,
you know. Well, people have been saying, like, oh, I had a whatever Pokemon on my dresser, or I had a, this is Pokemon on my breakfast table, and I'm like, I'm shit. Like I'll open the app every now and then, and it doesn't say I have anything near me.
Well, so they have a bug right now that has, like, the three steps, and that's what, I don't know how the gauging works or whatever, but the bug is that everything is three steps away, but you could be standing away, like, it's near you. Oh. They use that as, like, a distance thing.
I'll have to have somebody explain it to me, too, how everything works, because I don't know. Maybe I'm not using it properly, too.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you just have to walk a little bit.
Well, I've walked around the neighborhood.
And still nothing? For a walk. Oh. You have it open at all the time? Yeah. Weird. Yeah, you might just have to go. Is there a park near you?
Not really like a park, like a community area where basically they let the dogs go shit. That's about it. It's not like there's any playground equipment or anything like that. It's just kind of like an open dog park area.
Yeah. There's a park kind of close to my house. Well, like I said, the one that's 3 miles away, but there's also one.
That
when
one,
you walk. When you
right, when you turn onto your street.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a Pokestop there.
Yeah, that's. Oh, is there a Pokestop right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty nice park, too.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
Is that the park you bike to?
No.
No, because that one's not that far.
No, I go to Mission, which is over on College.
Oh, okay.
And go there.
You live so far.
That, you know what, though? I was out and about, and people are like, oh, are you playing Pokemon? Like, because if I'm standing in line, I'm going to play it.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah. And I was far away. We were in downtown. And they're like, my coworkers go to Mission. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's where I live. Blah, blah. So they go there.
Do you find, it's easier to make, I don't want to say friends.
What, friends?
No, I don't want to say friends, but I want to say, like,
would I talk to somebody at the park based on them playing Pokemon? Kind of.
Right.
I talked to one guy, like, when I went, I texted you, because I was like, you're being a loser, talking to two, sitting with two dudes at the park, and I casually talked to them. They're just like, okay, well, I'll see you later, you know.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck, or something.
Yeah. I don't know, I want to get into it, I guess, because it's kind of becoming this thing, like, you're kind of, social outcast if you don't.
Well, everybody is playing it.
Well, it's kind of like a whole Facebook deal. It's like if you don't have Facebook or don't have Facebook by now, then people are like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Like, what are you hiding? You know?
Right. I want to delete my Facebook, but anyways.
You
want
to delete it?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
I kind of want to delete it and start over, but I don't think I'd remember all the people I had on there.
No, but the people that you would remember are the people that you really want to have on there.
Kind of, but I don't really care about that. Like, no. I don't ever put, you know me, I'll put, like, posts of, like, videos of political stuff or maybe something that I find entertaining, but I don't personally write
anything.
Not really.
No, me either.
I mean, it's pretty rare. Pretty rare. I mean, special occasions, like when my transplant anniversary date, or
when you're going out.
We're going out, something like that, but I don't really post anything to Facebook that I really care whether or not somebody sees. I mean, I could leave it open and I really wouldn't care.
Yeah.
So.
But,
But yeah, it's becoming that thing where it's like, you don't play Pokemon? Like, what's wrong with you?
That, or it's all these people that are like, oh my god, shut up about Pokemon.
Right, yeah. It's just the people who just want to be against it to be against it.
Yeah, they're trying to, you know.
Whatever. And that's fine. Everything's going to always have a hater.
Yeah.
You know, they want to always try to go against the grain.
Yeah. And that's when you tell them, with that attitude, you'll never be a Pokemon master. So.
That's true. That is a fact. You obviously don't want to be a Pokemon master. Just walk away.
So this week we were going to talk about music, because you texted me and you said that you listened to this album. You didn't tell me what it is, because we have decided we have to save most of our social conversations for the podcast.
Yeah, we stopped talking mid-sentence.
Yeah, we're like, save it. Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Write it down, because I'll forget.
No, so I was trying to remember.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it was. There was a concert that was... that they were saying on the radio that they were going to have, that was a bunch of 90s bands.
Okay.
That I all loved. I loved all of these bands that were playing. I can't remember who was playing, but there was like Trapped.
Okay.
Just a bunch of 90s bands right along the lines of Trapped. I don't know if you're familiar with Trapped.
I know what Trapped is.
I
have my rock phase.
Yeah, but you were a different age when these were out, though. These were early 2000s, probably.
Yeah.
You know, that was 16 years ago.
That was 16 years ago. Holy shit.
So you were like 7.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a big, big difference. But but it was nostalgic. It brought back a lot of, like, and it just made me want to look up the album. I have the iTunes music thing where you can just kind of just have music. Like, you just look up the song and you have it.
Do you pay a monthly fee? Okay.
But, so I downloaded the Trapped album.
Okay.
Listened to that whole thing. I was like, damn, man, because there really is a huge difference between the stuff that you hear now and then stuff that they played back then.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, a lot of the stuff they played back then is a lot more generic. It's a lot more sound. A lot of it sounds very similar. There's a certain type of genre that they fit into.
Right. It's 90s, early 2000s.
Right. Kind of rock.
Rock slash alternative stuff. Yeah.
So I just started looking up other bands that came along with it. And then I listened to Trust Company, which I was a huge, huge fan of Trust Company. And listened to their whole album. And I was just like, wow, it made me feel good after a shitty day at work.
Okay.
And I sent you that message. I sent her a message said I just found some old music I liked. I feel rejuvenated or something like that.
And I was like, did you autocorrect?
You're stupid.
Well, I was like, rejuvenated. I was like, did he mean to type something else?
Like, yeah, what are you, dumb? just different stuff like that. Like, I love music. Okay. I've always loved music. Music has always been a huge, huge part of my life. More than anything, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, I love movies, but music trumps movies every single time.
Okay.
But, because my mom was an 80s kid, you know? And the 80s, I think if you look back over our 100-year period, I think you would probably say 80s was the music period. I think for as far as, like, just new things coming out, like the early 90s.
Okay.
Like, you had hip-hop coming out real big at that time. You had...
You think so? I feel like you had 90s was...
No.
Hip-hop. Like, grunge.
No. Well, 90s... No, because 90s actually... What I'm saying is the 80s was a time period where it was an exploration of music. So, after the 80s ended, you had a bunch of genres that came out of there. You had rap, you had hip-hop, you had punk, you had... I'm sure reggae was before that, but... just all these different genres coming out of this one decade that kind of spurred a lot of evolution in the music genre.
I see what you're saying.
You had your 80s hair bands, and then you had Metallica. Then you had Nirvana. Then you had, you know, but those are all rock bands, but all completely different types of rock bands.
And you're saying those came out of the 90s?
Late 80s.
Late 80s.
They all came out of the... Metallica, early 80s. Nirvana, late 80s more. But yeah, it was big era for music. And that's the era that I pretty much grew up in. And my mom, you know, was a teenager during that era. So my entire childhood was filled with music. Just filled with lots of music. I never got into country music.
See, that's all I grew up with. If you were going to pinpoint anything, that's all we listen to in the car. So everything I know.
I think that's why I still have such a hard time listening to it.
Yeah, because if you don't grow up with it, it's kind of hard to get into.
It doesn't resonate. Yeah, it doesn't resonate. It doesn't really do anything.
It just did with me, I guess. Right. Like, It felt like it had, they all told stories and they all have meaning or whatever. And as I got older, I grew up to like other stuff. Like I have my country music and then I have my rock music, which, is kind of small. I like Theory of a Dead Man and and Breaking Benjamin and that type of stuff. I can't really, I can get into screamo. There was one band, so.
It's about as screamo as I get is more like Taking Back Sunday or something like that.
Really? Because the other day, I was at work and you were playing something that was very screamy.
I was?
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't have any idea.
Well, then you have no evidence. I don't know what you're talking. I mean, that's about. It could have been Taking Back. Was it Taking Back Sunday?
It was probably because it wasn't super hardcore. Because
You're just emo-ish.
Yeah, more than emo.
Yeah, I had that phase, so I still listen to stuff like that.
Blink is in town this weekend.
Yeah, which you're not gonna go for me because I'm at work. But
I never got into them, to be honest.
They're early. I got into their really early stuff because Enema of the State was pretty huge with the videos that they came out with from that album.
Mm-hmm.
Damn It, before that one, which I think was on Dude Ranch, was a really good song, which kind of got... It really started with, and it's funny because we're kind of on the same topic, but Can't Hardly Wait, the movie, had Damn It, the song, in it.
Okay.
And that's where I first heard that song. And that's what started me kind of listening to Blink-182. And then they came out with What's My Age Again and
kind of down the line from that.
And I wasn't really into the stuff that was like What's My Age Again. Well, it didn't really do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
it was more like until they got to their self-titled album where it had Miss You and all those ones that were slightly darker and a lot more orchestrated.
Yeah.
At least on the album, seeing them live, I heard was pretty horrible because I guess on each one of their songs, they had like anywhere between 10 to 20 individual recordings of instruments.
Oh.
And you can't replicate that on stage.
Yeah.
So
you can't do a track?
You could, but I don't know. From what I understood, they just couldn't make it work for some reason on stage as opposed to being inside of the studio.
I'll be interested to see, because I have so many friends who are so excited about them.
Well, I'm excited now because they got rid of Tom DeLonge, which is fine with me. I mean, I liked him. He served his purpose in the group, but he was the
bassist?
Either the bassist or the guitarist and the other singer. There's two singers.
Uh-huh.
And he had kind of a higher... pitchy voice.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, Travis Barker, he was part of Blink, right?
He's the drummer.
Okay, yeah. So he has some songs and stuff out now.
That he sings songs?
Yeah. Really? Like, there's a song where he does a bunch, because I kind of listened to him for a little bit, and he does a lot of rap, actually. And he does,
He's always been a big hip-hop person.
Yeah, so he does, like, rap, hip-hop mixed with country. There's a song that I actually really like because it talks about him being too hip hop for country, too country for hip hop, right? And all
this
stuff.
Does stuff for everybody because he is. I mean, I don't know about drumming circles or anything like that, or if they really rank stuff like that. But he's got to be
good
top one to three best drummer in the world. So, I mean,
like living or in general?
Yeah, living. I would definitely say living. And I mean, also outdated. I mean, because you couldn't put Phil Collins in that category now.
Yeah.
But if you put Phil Collins in his prime into that category, he'd definitely be up there. But yeah, he's an amazing drummer. I think he has a lot to do with the success of that band. But the reason why I'm excited now is because they got rid of Tom DeLonge and then they put in Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio, which is one of my favorite groups of all time.
Okay.
I love Alkaline Trio. Every song that they have, I love. Lyrically, they are complete. If you listen to the lyrics, there's a lot of just double meanings and just innuendos and things that take you have to think about in order to actually... Yeah. Look back on it and be like, oh wow, that makes sense.
Yeah. I This is kind of dumb, but the reason that I love rap music is because of all the double meanings and stuff that all these rappers, like, I don't love Lil Wayne, like, his voice is weird or whatever, but sometimes he puts stuff, or, Jen and I really bond over Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's more of, I feel he's more like a rapper.
He's rapper.
He doesn't really have a whole lot of meaning in his songs. Childish Gambino. If you've ever Gambino is probably my favorite current rapper.
Yeah.
But like back in the old school days, like Ski-Lo, man. A lot of people don't only know that one song from Ski-Lo, but that whole album was, in my opinion, one of the best albums. It was just a really good hip hop album. It wasn't a rap album. It was very mellow, and there was a good mix of the different types of songs and just a lot of good stuff. But he fell off after that, so nothing really came out.
So, how many, you said, when I asked you how many concerts you've been to, you said at easily over 50.
Yeah.
And what are most of them? Are they mostly rock?
Shit, I've seen Alkaline Trio by themselves probably 6 times.
Yeah.
I've seen AFI twice, I've seen...
Were they good?
Thrice. Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like AFI had this one song that I really liked, probably...
And it was probably their worst song, so...
Probably.
Was, yeah.
It's their popular one.
That's part of the problem, is that a lot of the popular... In order for a lot of these bands to do what these record companies want them to do, they have to come out with poppy songs that are going to appeal to the masses as opposed to
if they don't like that, then they're going to not have the retention, which I don't think they ended up having very much retention from
AFI?
They
weren't gaining anybody new. I feel like they weren't gaining much in the way of new fans, but they've had fans for the past 20 years though.
Yeah.
So you have those people sticking around who are my age, who've been listening to it since they were 14, 15, 16, and they're loyal fans to that. And they, you know, and I think seeing AFI in concert is amazing.
Yeah.
There's nothing gives me more of a rush or a happy feeling than being in the middle of a concert with a bunch of like-minded people, seeing one of your favorite bands and like interacting and just being in it. I you know, it's one of the few times in this life that I ever feel a camaraderie with other people, that I don't know.
So I've been to rock. I've not been to like a rap concert actually. But I've done rock and country, and those two have very different groups of people. I mean, sometimes they mesh, but it's kind of funny, like, the difference. So one, country tends to have a lot of old people that get upset when you stand up. Speaking of standing up, one time, I've seen, okay, if you had to, how many times have you seen Miley Cyrus in concert?
Zero.
I've seen her twice.
I feel like that would...
Honestly, but she's really good, though.
I'm sure she is. She's a great entertainer.
She's
been an entertainer since she was 5 years old, so, yeah. I mean...
I saw her when she was young, and I didn't like it, actually. Now that I mean, she sang very well and stuff, but I didn't like it because she's my age, and we were probably about 14, 15... at the time, maybe. And this was when she was starting to try and break out of her young person thing, and this was a Hannah Montana concert. So to me, Hannah Montana was this person that's supposed to be young. She's like 11, 12 forever, right, in my mind. And she started singing some of her, I don't want to say skank, because that's not what I mean, but
more
like
adult songs.
More adult songs and doing more adult type dances.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're like 14 or 15. Like, what are you doing? And then I saw her more recently on her Bangers tour. I went for free or whatever. And this was the one where she kissed that girl on stage. But I don't know. She's good.
She does it for... She knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. This is how she stays relevant.
Right.
You know? Yeah,
I think that it's more of a science in this day and age to stay relevant in Hollywood or
than
an actual
talent?
Than an actual, like, oh, this just happened. You know, like it accidentally happened sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Now it's like, okay, now we need to do this, and now we need to do this, and then it's going to look bad, but we're going to come back with this, and then it's going to look good, and you're going to be like...
Speaking of coming back, do you think... So, Taylor Swift... What? So, Taylor Swift had this thing recently where Kim Kardashian... So, you know the Kardashian show?
Yeah.
I was telling you a little bit about it. So... She went on stage and told everybody because Kanye made this lyric that said he made that bitch famous or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And she went on stage when she got this award and she made this kind of cheeky comment about don't let anybody steal away your success or take credit for what you've done. And she was making a comment about that song that, you know, that she was her own success or whatever. And... that she, and then she went on to say, like, she didn't approve this song and all this stuff. And then they have video of her on the phone with Kanye saying, like, oh, yeah, that sounds good or whatever. Yeah. And she never listened to the song. I don't think they don't play her the song on the videotape, but her saying, oh, you know, sounds good.
Makes her look like a complete hypocrite.
Yeah, it does. And then she was going to sue him because him and
like defamation. Kim.
Yeah, and for... putting out that, like, she didn't, you can't record somebody unless
unless they agree to it.
However, so she was going to sue them for that, and you can go to jail for a really long time.
Yeah.
But the, it's not going to go through anymore because she was on speakerphone in the video, and there's other people in the room. So the,
there's witnesses.
So there's, you, the idea of, you can't record somebody if they don't think they're being overheard is like the law. Mm-hmm. And she knew she was being overheard. Yeah. By other people. It wasn't like, you know, other parts of the phone, like his manager talking. She knew that
it wasn't necessarily a private conversation.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so she can't sue him, but.
Yeah. I mean, she's just.
I saw her.
She's fanning the flames.
She is.
I feel like. Like, Kanye's constantly just trying to do something right now because he's so fucked. Not only just financially, but just on a likable level. I think
people love to hate him.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I think he...
Because he says such dumb shit.
But the funny thing is that he feeds off of it.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that he...
Somebody's talking about him.
He does that intentionally. Like,
you think he says ignorant-ass comments?
Yeah, I don't think he's nearly as ignorant as people make him out to be.
I
think that he's smart enough to know that what he has to do in order to stay in this business, especially marrying Kim Kardashian, you don't think that was a logical decision on some point?
Oh, definitely.
You know? I mean, he knew what he was doing by trying to stay in the limelight. He probably knew that a lot of his shit was up. You know, his album dropped and it didn't fucking go nowhere.
Yeah.
Jay-Z was the only one who had rights to it, so it didn't get out and play like it was supposed to, so he's not making much money off of it, which you don't make much money off of records anyways anymore.
No.
Not to mention the majority of his age group of fans are going to steal that shit. They're not going to buy it.
Yeah.
You know,
or we stream
they're just
going
to burn it.
I feel
they're
like
stream it or burn it or do something.
Streaming has taken over. There's no... I don't know anybody anymore who is burning...
No.
songs anymore. Because
would you burn them to fucking CD?
Yeah,
who
right.
uses that?
Yeah. Well, people used to like play stuff on the radio and then record it with their phones to get like shitty ringtones.
I used to do that when I was a kid. We used to listen to the radio all day and have a tape.
Yeah.
An empty tape. And we would just sit there and wait all day until a song that we liked would come on, and then we'd record it off of the radio.
And you get pissed when the guy
somebody
talks.
Starts talking too early, or you don't get all the song, or
or they talk during the whole beginning of it.
Yeah. Not having enough tapes to record stuff on was a real issue when I was a kid. Like that was. It's like, well, what can we go? What can we erase over?
Right.
What can we do? So
I've never known that struggle. No. I'm so glad. So glad.
It's so... I feel now that we're in this day and age, it's like, what the hell did we do?
Yeah.
You know, I get bored sitting on the toilet. Like it's fucking horrible. And I hate it. I hate it. If I don't bring my cell phone with me when I'm going to the bathroom, this is... My life is over. What am I going to do? Now it's... But back in the day, I used to seriously be completely content playing in a freaking wash.
Yeah.
With sand.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I mean,
do you think that it's, like, your imagination was more...
I don't recall using my imagination to the point to where it was, like... You know what I'm saying? I don't recall ever making stuff up to try and entertain myself, but...
Really?
I must have.
Like, no... Kids like, do that this all the time. Is, yeah, like, your couch is rocks and the floor is lava.
Well, maybe when I was, like, a really little kid, but...
But, well, yeah, I mean, if 15...
We used to play baseball in the
house. If you're playing... If you're 15 and playing, like, lava shit... Yeah. Something's wrong with you.
Right. No, I mean, maybe when I was really a little kid, but we used to play baseball in the house a lot. So we would just,
play baseball in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My mom would murder me.
Well, basically, it was just... We would hit the ball... They'd have to go get the ball, and then there would be two bases. You'd have to run to the other base before this person got to throw it to that person, basically.
Okay.
So it was essentially stealing bases, was what it was. But, yeah, we did that a lot. It was so hot out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when we could, we went up, and because we lived right behind a elementary school.
Yeah.
And a Sunday school softball team would play up there every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go up there and play with them. Softball when it wasn't too hot, but yeah, do stupid little kid stuff. But
yeah,
I don't really. I mean, besides like action figures, like obviously like action figures, you would make up. Oh, this is the bad guy. This is the good guy. This is, which I always made the bad guy the badass. I don't know about other people, but the bad guy for me was always the boss. Like,
okay,
the boss. It's going to take 50 fucking good guys in order to beat this one guy because he is... Because
he's the boss.
The boss and the bad motherfucker. So, and I always used to try to pick the most plain guy to be the boss.
Okay.
Because I wanted it to be deceiving.
Yeah. You wanted to trick some people.
Yes. The imaginary people in my mind I wanted to trick, even though it's still up there. But, yeah. But, I mean, after but that ended at, like, 7.
Yeah. I think... So, I had a sister. Did you have your brothers?
My brother was 13. Or, I was 13 before my brother was born. So,
okay.
Not really.
See, so I grew up with my sister.
But I have my cousin Nick.
Yeah, that's true.
And there was a two years difference between us.
Mm-hmm. That's like me and my sister. So, we always hung out or whatever.
I was his lackey.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
She was mine.
Yeah.
So.
I guess that's just how that goes.
Yeah. I mean, we never did anything crazy. I was never like, go steal a cookie from me or something like that. It was mostly, like, I would be the teacher and you would be the student or whatever. Yeah. And do these math problems as quick as you can.
My cousin would be like, you're going to steal that mechanical pencil. I'm like, why? I don't even need this. It's like, you're just going to do it to do it. I'm like, what? Then I found out he had stolen one and he just wanted to feel better about himself.
He wasn't the only one stealing.
That if somebody got in trouble, I also got in trouble.
Right. You know.
But. Okay, so I think for the next podcast, we got that assignment. Jasmine's going to watch Ghostbusters.
I'm going to watch Ghostbusters. We're going to try.
Finally, all three of them.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of
three. Are there two, and then there's the third one is this new one, or is there... Okay. I'll have to find it.
In my opinion, I actually like two better than one.
Okay.
One's good because it's original.
Okay.
But I like two because it seems to have more of a storyline.
Okay, do you think because they didn't have to spend so much of the exhibition...
Setting it up.
Or exhibition.
Exposition. No, because honestly, they kind of do another setup montage through the second one, too.
Okay.
Because it kind of fell off. You'll have to see the movie, but it's because they kind of fall off in between the movies, and then they come back, and...
Okay.
You know,
and that's the storyline, is that they're like,
basically,
hey, get the gang back together.
Yeah, in the second one, the beginning is them doing birthday parties.
Okay. That's hilarious.
After they saved the city from...
Right. Now they're...
A 1,000-foot marshmallow man. So
I feel like that's would be what happens with if like real superheroes.
Well, if there's no that's the thing is
that and if there's no
after
ghost.
They resolved the situation, there were no more ghosts.
Yeah,
so
there's no reason.
Right.
You know, what are you gonna do?
Right. So
interesting.
But it's kind of an interesting perspective because you wouldn't think after that one ended, you would think you'd go back and you'd be like, oh, they're going to be the heroes of the city and everybody's going to love them, blah, blah, blah. And that's not what happens at all.
Well, any superhero movie, I feel like you watch, and if it's like a after the superheroes have saved everybody, everybody's like, oh, yeah, who cares about Superman? You know, him and his strength. Fuck off. Because there's no bad guys and they're not needed.
I think it definitely depends on the movie in that one. They wanted to portray Superman that way in that movie because...
I'm just bringing up a weird example.
Well, referencing is... Yeah, well, in the newest... Not the newest Batman vs. Superman, but in the Superman one, the Man of Steel.
Uh-huh.
That's essentially what they're trying to paint him with. Because Superman has what I always like to call Superman syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Where in the comics, Superman is just too overpowered. Period. Yeah. End of story. And then they end up putting him on a team with a bunch of other fucking superpowered people. Way too overpowered. So what they have to do is make sure that he has issues.
Right.
Like there has to be kryptonite present, or he has to have an adversary who's on his level that distracts him from what the rest of the team's going on. Or so Superman isn't a very good character. He doesn't end up being a very good character because he's too overpowered.
I think that also comes with, like, when you can't relate to somebody at all,
right.
you don't feel like for them. Him. You don't feel for him. You know, if somebody is a super
That's how come a lot of people, you ask a lot of people who their favorite superhero is, they say never, Batman.
Yeah, it's never Superman.
Batman, the one person who doesn't have any superpowers.
Yeah, because they're like... Because
they're relatable. Hey, if I was a billionaire, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
You know? which I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg's not going out at night dressing up like Batman. But no. Yeah, so it just... I think it depends on the movie, too.
Yeah.
But we didn't really get into it this much, but I was going to go into music and movies.
Music and movies. We can talk about that, too.
Well, there's Ghostbusters that's actually a part of that, too, because of the theme songs, you know, I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost song came out of that, which insanely popular. And
what about the Bite the Dust song? Was that also in that movie or no?
Not that I
recall. Another One Bites the Dust?
Not that I recall.
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
I'm not 100% certain. I haven't seen it lately, but I don't think so.
I feel like that is in a movie. I just don't.
Oh, I'm sure it's in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah.
I feel like it was comically in a movie. Where it was a horror movie, but you know how it's horror comedy type stuff, right. And then it was like playing.
Well, that's kind of people use that reference for so many different things.
Yeah,
and they use it for a lot of comedy things, but just different movies that I was thinking of that because I didn't want to include. What I was going to say is, what are your top 5 or 10 songs if you can come up with 10?
Oh man,
songs from movies. They have a memorable, and I want to exclude anything that includes the name of the movie in the song. So Ghostbusters doesn't apply.
Okay.
If
I had to pick them, they're probably all Disney ones, and I don't even relate to Disney ones. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Or a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
It's not about relating to them, it's just about a memorable, like for me, like one of my biggest ones is there's a song called Black Betty. Goes. I'm not going to sing because I'm just doing a horrible job. But it's called Black Betty, and in the movie Blow with Johnny Depp, there's a scene where he is walking through the airport with a bag full of... Coke.
Okay.
And he's just strutting through that motherfucker like he doesn't have a care in the world. And that song's playing, and you go, yeah.
Yeah.
At that moment, even though the dude is a criminal and eventually probably going to rot in prison, I wish I was that guy.
Yeah.
So, just different stuff like that.
Yeah. Mine would be a lot of Adam Sandler movies where, I'm trying to think of some right now.
See, for me, lot of it would be 80s. Because 80s. I think that's another reason why I refer to the 80s being a big, big music era.
Yeah.
Because all the movies had... definitive soundtracks for their movie.
Right.
You know, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club, all those movies had a very specific song or a track that went with that movie, and you hear that song and you go, oh, that movie.
Yeah.
So it played such a huge role in that movie being big or people liking that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, try to think of that. I'll try and get some too. I keep doing that.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out. We'll try and see Ghostbusters It's a little bit difficult because they don't.
Two, I have memorized down. Like, I could probably tell you almost
everything about it.
Lines, even. But one, I'd have to go see again, and then three, mm-hmm. I haven't seen.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out a time because they don't really play. Like, the only. We work during primetime movie.
No, like during the movie's period.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll have to figure something out. We might have to be, you know, old people at 10:30 in the morning going to see a movie. Yeah. But,
All right. Well, we better do this because I think we ran way over, didn't we? No, we didn't, actually.
No, we're good.
I thought we were going to be over about like half an hour.
Oh, no. No. Anyway, we'll be fine.
So. Made it under the wire.
Yeah. But, so this has been Jasmine.
And Tim.
And,
it's been horrible, people. I think we're going to, you want to just do the Facebook thing? After this one?
Yeah, we can.
Might as well.
Oh, we're man, that makes me nervous.
It does, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, I know, this is probably why I've waited until the 8th episode to even recommend to do it.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know.
Because there's going to be a lot more people who you don't even really have much in common with.
Right, who are just
who are possibly going
to
be listening to it.
Oh, and, God.
Yeah, think about how many friends you have on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah, it makes me so nervous. We'll have to talk about it.
You see, now you're back.
Now I'm like, wait, I don't know.
Might have to go back and edit.
Go delete every one of them.
Delete all names and references. It'd be like 4 minutes of each podcast left.
Yeah, really. Okay. Well, anyways.
All right.
Well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.